Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Just tell me, Bobby, what happened, okay?
Well, you know, I never thought that that I would watch my family.
Tell me what happened.
Well, you know, it's so difficult, Phil, to look at your family begin to disintegrate. But what happened, basically, in a nutshell, is that I can't trust my husband. And he forced me into a situation that I don't want to be in.
You said that he did something?
Well, Diane Woodford lives two streets over from where we live here in Western Estates. I have a hairstyle. It's the way that I do my hair. And I have a signature hairstyle, I guess you could call it. It's really, really cute, and it's very personal, and I'm the only one that can really pull it off. I don't know how much you know about women's hairstyles.
Not a lot, okay? I mean, I know how my wife looks.
Okay, well, there are certain hairstyles that only, you know, certain women can pull off. I pull mine off very, very well. It's very unique, and I go to a place in Calabasas. It's a special place. Diane Woodford lives two streets over and asked me one day, where do I get my hair done? Because she liked my haircut.
And, well, what does it look like?
Well, when you see it, you'll know, Phil. I don't really want to describe it because it's something that is mine, you know. And when you start talking about it, then other women will hear, they'll want a copy, you know.
Well, okay, I understand.
Phil, just trust me. It's my signature hairstyle. I look really, really good in it. And the place that I go has a very select clientele, and the girl in there does a great job. So one of my neighbors is a woman by the name of Diane Woodford, who is a real witch with a B. She found out about my hairdo, and she was asking me about it and asked me, where do I get my hair done? And I told her, Diane, I really don't feel comfortable talking about this. It's a signature piece.
She asked you where you get your hair done because she wanted to have her hair...
Because she wanted to have her hair done that way, yes.
Okay.
And I said, Diane, it's a signature piece. It's really something really personal. I'm not really comfortable sharing that with you. And so I thought that that was all was going to be said about it. I find out, and I'm still suffering from shortness of breath. I mean, when I heard about this, Phil, I literally almost blacked out. I found out that she ran into Steve, who's my husband, dropping the kids off at school. Diane was there with her three. Steve's there with our boys. So she tricks him into letting her know where it is that I get my hair done. I told him many times not to tell her where I get my hair done, and he told her.
And well, what do you mean she tricked him?
She said something like, Steve, you know that place where, you know, Bobby gets her hair done? You have to understand something, Phil, and I don't mean any disrespect. Men, when they're in the presence of a woman, they can be talked into a lot of things, and Steve is one of those guys. He's very loyal to me, or at least I thought he was. And, you know, he's done an awful lot. You know, he's a good man, but he can be tricked into it. So anyway, he told her where I get my hair done. So this weekend, we go over to a gathering at a friend's house, and there she is with the hairdo. And, Phil, I thought that I was really going to have a serious problem. I couldn't breathe. I started to black out. I felt tentative. I already have a palpitating heartbeat, as you know.
So she showed up at this party, and she went and got her hair cut the exact same way.
Yes, she did. And apparently she went to my girl, and she said, I know that you do Bobby Dooley's. I want her cut.
And your hairstylist is not under any orders or anything from you not to do that?
I thought, Phil, the last thing from my mind was that she would do that to me. And the last thing in my mind was that Steve would tell Diane where I get my hair done. I thought it was understood that as a hairstylist, you never, ever give a woman a haircut that belongs to another woman.
You know, Bobby, I'm not familiar with this whole universe you're talking with. You're talking about going and getting your hair done in a certain style.
That's correct, yes.
And no other woman can have it done that way. So, but Steve told your friend where you get your hair done, and she went in, and your hairstylist went ahead and did it.
Yeah, the girl who does my hair went ahead and cut Diane's hair exactly the same way. And I have been forced, and I am going to make her hurt the way she's made me hurt. I'm going to let her know how it feels to lose something very, very dear to her. I happen to know her husband, Lou, and I happen to know that he is very seducible. And I mean,
no, wait a minute, Bobby. What are you saying, okay?
I mean to say that I am going to seduce her husband, and that will make her suffer and Steve suffer for stabbing me in the back.
You're going to seduce this woman's husband. Why? Because she took your hairdo?
Because she stole something that was mine. She is going to feel the loss like I did. She is going to know what it is to have something that was my thing ripped away. She's going to know, just as Steve is going to know.
I think you are doing something that is very, very wrong.
Phil, I know that my family is falling apart, and Steve is going to know the consequences of his betrayal to me.
All he did was say to her, where you get your hair done.
But he knows that it was something that I did not want to have out there, that it is my signature piece. It is my signature hairstyle. It's really tough talking to a man about this, Phil, because I don't know that...
You're talking about destroying your family over a hairdo.
I'm talking about losing something that was mine. Do you understand the difference, Phil?
This hairstyle...
This hairstyle was mine and mine alone. It was unique to me. I could pull it off. And by the way, Diane doesn't pull it off. She looks absolutely ridiculous.
And well, she shouldn't look that ridiculous because you've taken this to heart. She must look pretty good in it.
I don't think she does.
All right, if you don't think she does, then you wouldn't be doing all of this stuff. She must look damn good.
Phil, I think she looks like a clone of me, frankly. And
well, if she looks that bad, then don't worry about this, okay?
I'm going to seduce her husband, Phil.
You're going to ruin your family. You're going to destroy your marriage. You're going to destroy her marriage because she took your freaking hairdo. And I think what you're saying is wrong. I think...
Phil, you're not a woman. You don't understand what it means to have a signature hairstyle. And
well, tell me what that means. What is that?
Phil, it is everything to a woman to have her signature look. I have a signature look. Do you know how long it took for me to have my signature look? Most women don't have a signature look. I do. And I look good. I look real good. And Steve is going to know after I seduce Diane's husband, Lou, and give it to him good. Steve will know.
That he stabbed you in the back.
That he stabbed me in the back and Diane stabbed me in the back.
I think you're making a big mistake. Bobby Dooley on the line with us here from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Apparently, one of the other members of the Homeowners Association. Is she a member?
Yes, she is. She's on our planning committee, which also hurts.
She stole your hairstyle. So she's wearing the same hairstyle as you, and as a result, you're going to seduce her husband.
That's right.
And you don't care whether she hears this or not.
I don't care. Because once I set my mind on something... Once I am single-minded about something, you can't hold me back. I will seduce her husband, whether she likes it or not. And she'll know what it was like to have that pain be visited on her. And you know something, Phil?
Hold on for a minute here, Bobby. Bobby Dooley with us. She's going to seduce this woman's husband because she took her hairstyle. See if you can't get Steve on the phone, man. Maybe we can talk this over with him. Well, I don't want him to know that. Well, maybe he's been listening. Who knows? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And don't forget, you can pick up a copy of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD by logging on to philhendryshow.com and buying the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 99 CD for only $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD, and all the proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. They do tremendous work getting kids off the street and trying to get their lives turned around with job counseling, medical counseling, you name it, a phone to use to call home, places just kind of get their heads screwed on straight. My friend's place. They're in Hollywood. They're opening up a brand new center on Hollywood Boulevard. And by going to philhendryshow.com, picking up our CD, all the money that we make for the sale of the CD goes to my friend's place. Hope you can do that. And while you're there, why don't you email us a web page design, webmaster@philhendryshow.com, and try and get our website looking halfway decent. Okay, Bobby Dooley is with us here. She's talking about... What are you talking about, Bobby? You're talking about seducing a friend's husband.
Well, you know something, Phil? What I'm talking about is something that's important to women, and that is our self-esteem, our looks. A woman is very tied into her looks. It's very, very difficult for us to get through this world unless we are the prettiest, the shapeliest, the best looking. It's a very difficult thing. And so when I have a signature hairstyle that Diane Woodford stole after my husband gave it to her, she knew that I didn't want to give it to her. She went out and had the same hairstyle. I've lost my identity to some level and to some degree. And yes.
You want to seduce her husband.
I want to seduce her husband. And if you think I'm kidding, Phil, I'm not. I can give out backstage passes, dog style, B&D, S&M, anal, oral. I can do it with the best of them. Yes, I'm a devoted mother, and I love my children. I love our school, and I love our home. But I can get down and dirty with the best of them. If this is what Diane Woodford wanted to stop, I'm going to finish it.
God, I what you're doing to your family is the thing that I think you need to think of. Newcastle on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I think that Bobby needs to get psychiatric help immediately.
Oh, of course. Of course you'd think that.
I really do. If my girlfriend would ask me where I got my hairstyle, I'd tell her in a heartbeat and be proud of it.
Because I don't happen to agree with you doesn't mean that I'm crazy. Okay? It's a signature style. Only I can pull it off.
Well, if
and I don't know what kind of hair you have or where you go or what you do. This is a very unique hairstyle that is mine and mine alone.
But
why do I need a head shrinker?
Because you're taking a petty item and then taking it and blowing it way out of proportion.
Well, where do you get your hair done?
I do it myself. I cut
I'm
it,
sure
I color it, I style it
yeah,
myself.
Well, there you go. So you don't know what I'm talking about.
I think
mine's
I do.
Professionally done.
That makes a difference?
Yeah, it makes a difference. When it's professionally done,
as
opposed to you breaking out the Miss Clairol, yeah. Yeah,
it
really makes a big difference.
I really don't agree with you there.
Well, you know what? I think you need a head shrinker. How about that? Okay. Have a nice day.
Okay.
What, are you hanging up on her?
Well, no, she doesn't know what I'm... She doesn't know what I'm talking about.
All right, well, we're talking about a hairdo that your girlfriend stole, and now you're going to sleep with her husband.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
That's the best thing you can come up with?
She stole something from me. I'll steal something from her.
Did you try to speak to her about this?
Oh, yeah, I told her. I did not want her knowing where my hairstylist was. I didn't want her wearing it.
Have you confronted her since she got her hair done?
No, she knew my feelings.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, just a quick comment. I've been listening to this, and I just find it hard to believe that your identity can be related to your hairstyle. I mean,
really?
Whatever happened to personality?
Do you wear a certain kind of clothing? Do you wear a certain kind of clothing?
You know, I wear all types of clothing. It doesn't make me. My personality makes who I am. If anybody likes me because of my hair,
you know what? You don't. Do you cut your hair a certain way?
I've had my hair in many styles. And
well,
I've
do you have your
all
well,
with the same?
Well, if it doesn't matter,
with many different types.
If it doesn't matter, then why do you keep changing your look?
You know, I mean,
if it doesn't matter, why do you keep changing your look? Obviously, it does. Well, then why do you keep changing?
Absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, then what does it have to do? Why do you keep changing your look?
All right, hold on for a minute. She's asking you a good question. She's asking you a good question. If it doesn't matter to you, why do you keep changing your look? Obviously, it does matter to you how you look. If you keep changing your hair and you keep changing your clothes, well, if it does matter, then why do you keep if it does matter, then you know exactly what she's talking about.
Well, obviously,
it's a kind of a lip service that people pay. Well, you seem to it probably matters a lot more to you because you change your you say you wear all kinds of hairstyles. See, it's one of those things that people pay lip service to. Oh, I don't care how I look. It's my personality that counts.
Oh, no, I care.
Well, that's
how
bull
I look.
Crap because that's bull crap because people go out and spend thousands of dollars on clothes.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with that. Definitely not disagreeing with that.
Well, what are you disagreeing with then?
What I'm saying is you're going to associate everything, your entire life, your entire family, over a hairstyle. I mean, give me a break.
Well, I mean, you know something? You're not a woman. And,
exactly.
neither are you, Phil. And you don't know how closely tied to our looks we are. Why? Because men do that to us. Now, I'm going to get her husband. I'm going to get him in bed. And then she'll know. Then she'll find out. And you want to know how weak and stupid men are? He'll go to bed with me.
Oh, well, best of luck to you, Bobby.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Milford on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
At first I was wondering if this was an actual real problem for a lady.
Well, I'm a lady, and I do have the problem.
Okay. Well, no, I don't think you need a shrink. I just think, you know...
What do you
it's
think?
What's inside of you that
oh,
tells
God.
What's so
Here
great
we go
about
again.
Your hair.
All right, hold the line. We got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley on the line, who her friend. Was this lady a friend of yours, Bobby?
I'd say that Diane was a friend, yeah. She was on the Homeowners Association board.
Okay, well, she is wearing the same hairdo as you, and you feel that that is so... That's a betrayal, huh?
With Phil, when you're talking about a signature hairstyle, and you're talking about... I'm talking about, Phil, when I go to the beauty shop, you know, it's $100 a visit, okay? So we're not talking about some... You know, we're not going to Supercuts or anything like that. It's a very special hairdo. It's mine and mine alone. No one else ever wore it. Diane found out about it, found out where I get my hair done. Now she's getting her hair done just like me. I'm going to take her husband to bed and show him a good time, and she's in trouble. And
so you're going to cheat on your husband because Diane Woodford...
Because Steve, my husband, told her where.
You got your hair done.
That's right.
All right, Milford on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
All right, getting back to this. Bobby, how can you be this vindictive? This is only going to come back to hurt you. I can't imagine
hurt me. It's going to hurt her.
I can't imagine how a person in America, in the 21st century, the year 2000, is so gosh darn worried about their hair. And to tell you you're going
to
have anal, oral sex, whatever, you know... not to what the lady said, that you need psychotherapy. You're just sick and vindictive. This
no,
is your
I'm
neighborhood
not.
Friend?
This woman stabbed me in the back by wearing my signature hairpiece.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, for God's sake. You know, it's really interesting how
I know, I
how
come from the Midwest. I guess we don't care that much about our hair out here. It is wintertime. Hey, maybe I'm having a bad hair day.
I didn't say anything about where you're from. All right, why do you have an inferiority complex about where you're from? I didn't
I
say
love
anything.
The Midwest.
I didn't say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I?
No, you didn't.
Okay,
most
then grow up. Grow up.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay, grow up.
I shall. Now, what are you
Good.
Going to say about being vindictive to your? You're
I'm not
wreck
being
your
vindictive.
Marriage.
I'm not being vindictive.
Well,
this
not
woman
being vindictive
stole.
To go purposefully go out and sleep with her husband on purpose to teach your husband and her a lesson. That's not being vindictive.
What would you
then
do?
Then I guess you don't know what the word is. You better look it up
what
in the dictionary.
What would you do? What would you do if someone stole... Well, I don't know. Since you say your hair doesn't look that good.
I didn't say that. You did.
No, you said you're having a bad hair day.
I didn't say that. You did. I said maybe I'm having a bad. I just actually took a shower and washed my hair. It looks actually it looks very nice. So, but the point I'm
whatever.
Trying to make,
you know, I'm great. Okay, so you rubbed it down with a towel. I'm talking about $100 a visit to the salon.
Well, maybe you should spend a little less money and time at the hair salon and spend more time at home trying to be a good mother and wife as opposed to trying to run around being vindictive to the neighbor that actually, oh, my God, had the audacity to steal your haircut.
Let me tell you something. If you had done it to me, I'd do the same. Are you married?
I am, and my husband's name is Steve.
Well, guess what? I'd seduce him, too.
But you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. You know,
well,
you don't know who you're dealing with. You don't know who
you're dealing with. That's why you are a sick woman.
And your husband?
Your only asset in life is your genitals and the ability to sleep with men if you feel betrayed.
And
is that your big asset in life?
And your
do
husband
you have an
sleep.
Actual brain?
And your husband would sleep with me, too.
I'm sure he would. That's how sleazy you are.
And that's how you feel about your husband.
How is that?
That he would sleep with me.
Well, apparently, according to you, you have the most wonderful signature haircut. How could he resist? This is unbelievable.
You need a psychiatrist.
Phil,
you
yes,
need a
I
psychiatrist.
Probably do. Guess
you
what?
Really do.
I probably do.
You do. You need a psychiatrist.
No,
you know,
I don't think that it's beyond belief. That a woman...
Are you listening to what these people are saying to you, Bobby? You're going to ruin your marriage, and...
She doesn't care about my marriage.
She's worried about me being vindictive. All right, never mind. Thank you,
yeah.
Phil, but...
Goodbye.
Really, all right. Please think this over, Bobby, before you do it. Don't
backstage
do this to
passes,
yourself, because it's going to come
style.
Back to haunt you and bite
no,
you in
she,
the butt.
She shouldn't have done it to me.
All right.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I have to totally agree with Bobby. I mean, looks are very, very important. But what do you have left after that? After you get past her signature haircut, what's there? Some trashy woman. The only way you know she knows how to use
looks
herself.
Looks are, so you know.
And
you
her
know
looks
how important
like
looks are.
With someone.
You know how important looks are.
Yeah, they're very important, but
do you
not
have them?
To the extent that you're carrying them.
Do you have them?
And absolutely.
You
and
have
they're
looks.
Important.
Okay.
And they're
and if
a great asset, but
and if you didn't
I want
have
people
them.
To know who I am. And once they get past that, I have a strong person, a strong self-esteem. I don't need to use sex.
I happen to have strong self-esteem, too, but I also know what
I don't
is
think
mine.
You do.
I know what's mine. I created my look.
Well, then get a new one.
And
be
I
creative
and, I alone.
And start a new one.
And I
be
and
unique.
I alone. Do you have a look?
Be unique.
What
yes,
is your
I do.
Look?
And
what's
I
your
have
look?
My own personality.
What is your look?
And people appreciate me more after they get past the look for my personality and who
All
I
right,
am.
But what is your
inside.
Look? What's your look?
See, but is that an issue here? Create
oh,
a new
see,
one.
Oh, you
be
don't
creative.
Have a look.
Be
you
unique.
Don't have a look.
Be different.
You don't have a look.
I don't. Huh?
No, you don't. You won't. You
none.
Tell me what it
Absolutely
was.
Absolutely none.
Well, what is it?
It is an outdoor, natural
oh,
look
God.
That is
How,
very appealing.
Very 70s.
Very 70s.
Very dope
right.
smoking 70s.
Well, look, at you asked the woman what her look was.
Oh, she's doing that L.L. Bean thing? Is that what that is?
L.L. Bean.
The Timberline.
No, it's L.L. Windy. It's very unique. I have my unique signature mm-hmm. hairdo.
Do you shave,
like you.
Do you shave your underarms?
No, I leave
uh-huh.
them hairy like
that's,
your legs.
That's what I thought.
Right, exactly.
No, really. I really did.
But what do you teach your children when they come home?
I teach my children
school.
That when you create something, it's yours and yours alone. And if someone steals it from you, I said that bad Mrs. Woodford. And
did you tell your kids about this?
I told them that Mrs. Woodford was bad, yes.
And did you tell them
oh,
that
God.
You're no longer going to have a father because I'm going to sleep with their husband and we're our marriage is going to be broken up because my hairstyle is more important than anything in
I
the whole
didn't
world?
Say, well, you know what? Then she shouldn't have opened her big mouth to my husband about my
Ma'am,
hairstyle.
Ma'am, do you have a hobby or something that you do?
Yes.
Because it sounds like you have no life.
I have no life. I
That's
have
what
the
I
Western
said.
States Homeowners
like you
Association.
Have absolutely no life.
I have the Parent Teachers Organization meetings. We have
I
our
thought
kids.
This was a joke.
Sports.
It sounds like a complete joke. I'm like, this can't be real.
No, I'm talking about.
Going.
I am talking about what is important to a real woman. I don't know, you know, how you feel about that. But
we wonder why we have children.
Our signature
each other schools because they have no morals and values because they're raised by people like you.
Well, if you don't have a signature hairstyle,
you have a great night, and I hope that this makes you happy. And I hope
when are you planning on sleeping
yourself.
With Lou?
I plan on sleeping with Lou this
weekend. Enjoy yourself and everyone who surrounds you. All the people that you hang out with are like you.
I beg your pardon?
Have a nice night.
Yeah, have a nice night with your hairy armpits.
Hello? Okay. What are you trying to do here?
What am I trying to do? These women are calling in.
What are you trying to do with our hairy armpits and everything else? Okay, look, you're talking about seducing a woman's husband because she stole your hairstyle. You're talking on...
Yeah, that's right. Backstage pass, anal, oral.
I got it. Everything you're going to do with this guy. What are you trying to do? There's been some very substantive questions asked about morals that you are missing.
No, Phil, I have talked about that. I teach my children to protect viciously what is theirs and don't let anyone take it.
Viciously to the point where you ruin a family and a marriage. Huntersville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to say that I have a problem with this lady's morals. You told...
Oh, God.
Bobby, are you there? Listen, you said something about grow up, grow up. Why
yeah.
don't you take your own advice and grow up?
What's wrong with my morals? I'm talking about a very dear friend who took the Bobby signature hairdo.
Okay, what's the deal with a signature hairdo?
That is my look. What's your
that
look?
That is your look.
What's your look?
With my look?
Yeah.
My look is straight down. Wash it and go. Why is that wrong?
I didn't say it's wrong, but I try to be a little creative, you know?
Brad, I am creative, but I've got a problem, though, with your infidelity
How creative
and your
are
morals.
You? How creative
because
are you?
I'm very creative right now. I'm in college. I'm an art major.
What's the look? Let's go. Come
what's
on.
The
what
look?
Yeah, what's is it tongue stud? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, no. You know what, though, too? Like, you want to talk about total stud. are you not trying to be, like, a total stud? Are you not married?
Yes, I am married, so.
You're married?
Yes.
So did you not take a vow to be with that one person?
Didn't he take a vow to protect me?
Did he? Oh, to protect your hairstyle.
Yes. He lied. Oh,
he
so
lied.
He lied. He said he wouldn't tell anybody.
Oh, well, you know, so sorry he told somebody, but, like, get over
okay,
it.
Okay, lady.
Sleeping with somebody and ruining
oh,
your see, marriage
so
is
he's
not
supposed
worth
to,
a
I'm
hairstyle.
Supposed to get over that, but he doesn't get to get over the fact that he lied about my hairdo.
He lied. Well, you know, he lied about your hairstyle. Get over it. There are a lot of other people out there with more problems than
look,
that who saved
know
their marriages.
Lou Wood, I know Lou Woodford. I can wrap him around my finger.
Good, you can wrap him around your finger. You know, kudos to you. What's that say? I could wrap a million men around my finger, but do you think I'd do it?
So you say.
So I say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want a little competition?
Well, honey, I have to take your word for it, don't I?
Yeah, that's right, you do.
Yeah. You send me a picture.
No, baby, I got better time than that. I got more things
Wait
to do
minute.
Than
you're
send
telling
you a
me,
picture.
You're actually telling me that you can wrap a lot of men around your finger. What are you, are you all that?
Am I what?
All that?
No, I'm not saying I'm all that because you know what? I'm committed and I don't want other people.
Well, why
I want
you say
one person.
Your boyfriend
person,
could be listening. Your
that
boy-
one person is my wife.
Your-
and that should be the person that you marry.
Your wife?
No, my life.
Oh.
L-I-F-E, my life.
Are,
that should be the person that you marry.
But you say you could wrap a million men around your finger, right?
But you know what? That's I know I can. But do I do it? No.
Why not?
Because I love one person and one person only. No matter
how could
what
you
he
wrap,
does to
how
me.
How could you wrap a million men around your finger when you got a wash and go look? You got the blow and
oh,
go
baby,
look.
Oh, baby, I'm all that.
Oh, you're
sorry
you're
for
blow
you.
And
so
go.
I don't have a signature look. I was taught to be a real woman and
you,
be rugged.
You said you've got the blow and go.
No, I don't even blow. I just wash it and go.
You don't blow?
No.
How do you keep him happy?
Okay, you know, you really are rude.
I was making a
you're
joke.
Awful.
I was making. I was making a joke.
Ha ha! Right,
okay.
Anal backstage, baby. That's
hey,
that's issue.
Let me tell you something, sister. Do you do the backstage?
No, I don't. Do
yeah,
the
I
backstage.
Bet you don't. You want to put a smile on this? That's why I have an upper hand. That's why Lou Woodford.
Lou
mine.
Woodford, Lou Schmoodford, who cares?
Lou Woodford is mine.
Ooh,
you can have him.
Yeah, right. Maybe you got problems.
All right. Anyway, ma'am, thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
We have to take a break. 1-800-449. Lou Woodford is mine. Phil Henry Show here. This woman needs some attention. Her signature look. What is that about, anyway? Hey, you know, Maria, my wife's changed her hairstyle a couple, three times since we've been married. She don't give a crap. She had it short for a while. Now it's long. I prefer it long, personally. I don't know. But what has this got to do with anything signature look? And the fact that somebody else... Man, you look at any five women on the street, and two of them got the same hairdo. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby, what were you saying during the break?
Phil, I said that, Diane Woodford has one more Homeowners Association meeting left. And if I see that hairdo on her, then the husband gets the backstage pass.
And so you want the hairdo, you want her, your hairdo off of her head by your next homeowners meeting?
Right.
Or what does that mean? You're going to give her husband some weird kinky sex?
That's it.
You know, I can't believe, and you don't have any remorse. You,
Phil, she is the one that should have the remorse for stealing my signature look.
Your signature look? Do I have a signature look, Mike? I got the beat-up, punch-drunk, dope. Yeah, bald. That's my signature look. Tucson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have some questions for this, for Bobby. For one, I do understand that you feel betrayed and hurt that your signature haircut is being worn by someone else.
Right.
But doesn't your family mean anything to you?
Of course they do. But my husband's loyalty means a lot to me.
Right.
And the fact that he would go behind my back.
And tell somebody where you get your hair done?
Yes.
Okay. So when your kids, you tell your kids to fight for everything, you know, that is yours. So when you steal their mommy and daddy away from them by sleeping with somebody else's husband, and you steal their daddy away from him because he would probably leave you, and they
You're taking an awful lot for granted.
Attempt to kill you.
You're taking a lot for granted.
Are you going to say that is right because you told them to fight till the end for everything?
I didn't understand.
And another thing, I
didn't understand one thing you just said.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you understand?
I didn't understand any of it.
You're, by sleeping with somebody else, betraying your marriage vows. So when your husband leaves you,
he betrayed his marriage vows to me by telling Diane Woodford where I get my hair done.
When your husband leaves you, and
he won't leave me.
Your kids are mad because you took their daddy away by sleeping around.
And they won't be mad.
What are you going to say? I mean, what are you going to say to them?
Everything that you've just said isn't going to happen, so.
Okay. Okay,
right?
Another point. Another point I have.
Another bad point.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion.
Well,
but
you haven't made any sense yet. Go ahead.
I think she's made a lot of sense.
Another point I
you're
have.
You're not me. You're not me, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Then, okay.
Well, Bobby.
What?
Another point I have.
I think she's made a lot of sense.
You're not me.
Signature haircut.
I'm not you.
No.
With your signature haircut, you say that men aren't concerned about hair, but that's why Rogaine makes so much money every year. And you say that you're so concerned about your hair and your family. What are you going to do about cancer?
What?
What are you going to do if you get cancer?
I'm not going to get cancer either.
Well, millions of women lose their hair to cancer every day, but they still have a life.
Well, guess what? I'm not getting... Do you have cancer?
No, I don't.
Well, then what's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
It has a lot to do. A lot of women use their hair every
day. I think you're afraid of getting cancer.
No, I'm not, man.
Yes, you are. You wouldn't have brought it up.
No, I just have friends with cancer, and I've seen them lose their hair.
I knew it. I knew it had something to do with your life. I knew it had something to do with your life. Sure.
Oh, well,
yeah. Yeah. You tell them that. They're bald, honey. They're bald.
Yeah, and they're beautiful.
They're bald.
Nothing to do with their signature haircut, because I don't see a lot of women walking around bald.
Well, they wouldn't have gotten cancer had they done something, you know, if they'd made the right decisions in their life.
Oh, I see. So you're one of those people.
If they had not made God mad at them, they wouldn't have gotten cancer. So there.
What an idiot woman.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I do apologize, and God bless you, because I feel so sorry for you. And you're asking everybody their look. Just so you know, you're talking to a 6'1". Natural blonde, 120.
Scary.
So, I have a good look.
No, you're a little too big.
Yeah. To each their own opinion, God bless you, ma'am. I hope that some way...
Okay, hang up, will you? Hang up.
No, I won't hang up.
Hang up.
No.
Hang up. No. You're boring.
Thank you.
Hang up.
It just annoys you that you
God.
Can't... Would you please hang up? Why?
Because I can't stand listening to you.
Why? Because I make sense.
Oh, God.
Am I
Shut up.
Your feelings?
Shut up.
Why?
Shut up.
Oh, I'm hurting you? My
Shut up.
Hurting you?
Shut up.
Oh, you're
Will
amazing.
You shut up?
Why Why can't you argue with the rest of them?
Oh, thank God.
God, we've tried. Always for you and you, you and you. It comes kind of hard.
Leading me back down the road.